Speaking of children, how many were you in charge of on that outing?
16 altogether, boys and girls. Two were off sick, but other than that, it was the entire class. 8 boys and 8 girls. 5 of them were children who'd been evacuated from Tokyo. We set out from the school at 9 in the morning. It was a typical school outing, so everyone carried canteens and lunches with them. We had nothing in particular we were planning to study. We were just going up into the hills to gather mushrooms and edible wild plants. The area around where we lived was farmland, so we weren't that badly off in terms of food, which isn't to say we had plenty to eat. There was a strict rationing system in place, and most of us were hungry all the time. So the children were encouraged to hunt for food wherever they could find it. The country was at war, after all, and food took priority over studying. Everyone went on this kind of school outing. Outdoor study sessions, as they were called. Since our school was surrounded by hills and woods, there were a lot of nice spots we used to go to. I think we were blessed in that regard. People in cities were all starving. Supply routes from Taiwan and the continent had been cut off by this time, and urban areas were suffering terribly from a lack of food and fuel.
You mentioned that 5 of your pupils had been evacuated from Tokyo. Did they get along well with the local children?
In my class, at least, they did. The environments the two groups grew up in, of course, were completely different. One a long way out in the country, the other in the heart of Tokyo. They spoke differently, even dressed differently. Most of the local kids were from poor farming families, while the majority of the Tokyo children had fathers who worked for companies or in the civil service. So I couldn't say they really understood each other. Especially in the beginning, you could sense some tension between the two groups. I'm not saying they bullied each other or got into fights, because they didn't. What I mean is, one group didn't seem to understand what the other group was thinking, so they tended to keep to themselves, the local kids with other local kids, the Tokyo children in their own little group. But this was only the first 2 months, though. After that, they got along well. You know how it is. When kids start playing together and get completely absorbed in whatever they're doing, they don't care about things like that anymore.
I'd like you to describe, in as much detail as you can, the spot where you took your class that day.
It was a hill we often went to on outings. It was a round hill, shaped like an upside-down bowl. We usually called it Owanyama. It was a short walk to the west of the school, and wasn't steep at all, so anybody could climb it. At the children's pace, it took somewhere around 2 hours to get to the top. Along the way, they'd search the woods for mushrooms and we'd have a simple lunch. The children naturally enjoyed going on these expeditions, much more than staying in our classroom studying. The glittering airplane we saw way up in the sky reminded us for a moment of the war, but only for a short time, and we were all in a good mood. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, no wind, and everything was quiet around us. All we could hear were birds chirping in the woods. The war seemed like something in a faraway land that had nothing to do with us. We sang songs as we walked up the hill, sometimes imitating the birds we heard. Except for the fact that the war was still going on, it was a perfect morning.